This is Alcohol Mastery. My name is Kevin O'Hara, and today I'm going to be talking about the 19th of the 20 questions from the Johns Hopkins. A lot of people who self-medicate themselves when they, you know, before they go out onto the town, before they socialize, because it's easier, or it's perceived to be a lot easier, to socialize and to meet other people if you've had a drink on you. And I think that was the case for me when I was young. But it's sort of a catch-22 situation. When I first started drinking, I'd drink, I'd have a few drinks in order to build up some confidence to talk to the girls. And then I'd start puking. So that was no good. Eventually, when I built up a bit of a tolerance for alcohol, I found that everything that came out of my mouth was crap. And it was only really until me and my mates used to go to the local nightclubs, and then we'd meet girls that were also drinking. So put two and two together, one idiot with another idiot, and you've got a perfect match. So a lot of the day-to-day stuff that you have to do as you grow older, you've got to do without alcohol, so you have to start to develop a backbone for yourself. You've got to start developing a bit of self-confidence in some areas in your life, otherwise you're just not going to get anywhere. I have noticed that when I've given up the drink, I've definitely, my self-confidence has just gone higher and higher, and it's all to do with just getting out there and doing different things and facing situations without alcohol, and that's including some of the situations where I'd be inclined to have a drink. So that's the 19th of the Johns Hopkins 20 questions. If I can help you out in any way, then just click the link down below, go to the website and leave a comment down below the post. I hope you got something out of that. My name's Kevin O'Hara. This is alcoholmastery.com. Onwards and upwards.